Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. We are here at the theater seeing Snitch, which rhymes with what we call Martin all the time.
Mitch?
Yeah. Twitch.
Twitch, that one works too. Yeah. I thought you were going to say bitch, but you know.
No, I wouldn't say that on the air, you stupid bitch. So here we are at the Corian Redlands this time. Why are we seeing Snitch, Martin?
It's the only movie coming out this week.
Oh.
And we like to see those movies first.
And I know what The Rock is cooking.
You smell what The Rock is
cooking. Oh, there we go.
That is so going to be your vignette, or a little sound bite every time we talk about, hey, remember Vanessa cooking?
but you know, it's The Rock. It's the first of his three movies for the next 3 months coming out. Snitch, G.I. Joe, and Fast and the Furious 6. And this is him as a family man and action movie, so I don't know. I don't have high hopes going into this. I'm not expecting anything else, any sort of expectations.
It's gotta be better than Escape from Witch Mountain.
Yeah, maybe. Let's hope, right? That was a special movie. On
that was Vanessa zipping her mouth shut so that she doesn't say anything silly anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not thinking of much of this. This isn't the movie I want to see The Rock in this year, so...
G.I. Joe
is my first. Fast and the Furious, now that I read what's going to happen in Fast and Furious 7, now
and
I want to see... I only read 7, I didn't see 8 yet. But yeah, they've already given that away, and so now I kind of want to see where those movies are going to go. But G.I. Joe is definitely what I want to see. I've been waiting since last summer for that one.
I will be hiding my tattoo for that one.
Yeah, but it's Dwayne Johnson, you know, The Rock, so let's see what he does. It can't be any worse than Bullet to the Head or Last Stand, Die Hard 5. You know, we've seen all these action movies this year, and that's, you know, this is just the next version, the next movie in that series, so let's see what we get.
Yeah, cool. I have very little expectations of the movie, but, you know, the way he's been going lately, it seems like he wants to pick it up. Pick up the quality of movies and stuff that he's been doing lately. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm all for action dramedies. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with this one. So, real quick, next week we're catching a double feature.
Correct. We are going to be seeing the soon-to-be classic comedy 21 and Over, and then we will be seeing Jack the Giant Slayer afterwards, which looks very interesting, very cool giants, at least. That's all I got so far.
Cool. It looks very Hansel and Gretel-ish to me.
Yeah.
With a lot of CGI.
Yeah, but, you know, after Hansel and Gretel, I came out of Hansel and Gretel entertained and had fun with it, and so I'm thinking this is the next one in that little series that we'll see of twisted fairy tales. And the promotion today was really cool. They had the zombies and the vampires walking around and said, "Yo, so your movie has vampires and zombies?" And then a giant foot squashes them and says, "But does it have giants?" And to me, that's hilarious.
Very Godzilla meets vampire.
Yeah, kind of. And it was just, it makes you laugh. And so I thought, okay, that's fun. You know, I don't have high expectations, again, for that movie either. Just, I want to be entertained.
So, last week we missed an episode due to the Die Hard Marathon. So we're going to combine two segments that we normally do. One segment would be Anthony's Word of the Week.
Right.
And the other segment is Die Hard, which Anthony was the only one that showed up for. So, Anthony, how was Die Hard?
I enjoyed it. It was pretty much what I expected it to be. They're working on handing over the franchise, basically.
It's another Crystal Skull?
Yeah, but they pulled this one off a little bit better. Because, essentially, Die Hard is built around a John McClane. And it just so happens his son is John McClane Jr. So, it works out. Action was pretty solid. Good scenes. The story was... Well, it was Die Hard, so, you know, there's never really a story. As far as rankings go, it wasn't the worst Die Hard movie that they've released. Wasn't the greatest, but falls somewhere in the middle. So, entertaining, worth the time, worth the money. And for me, you know, the marathon was totally worth it, because I'd never seen any of the Die Hard films on the big screen.
And so, with the marathon, in your opinion, you said it was worth it, but was it cool, like, the whole experience of how they ran the marathon?
And how cool was it that none of us showed up?
Well... You guys are bastards. But the whole marathon experience was really cool because it's like you get to see the progression of all the films, how things change, how
much hair he loses.
Well, yeah. It gives you a good feel for the franchise as a whole. And, you know, so you get your 2 hours of Die Hard, you get a half-hour break. 2 hours of Die Hard, half-hour break. And everything stays fresh up until the current movie. So, you know, all the little hints back at previous adventures without all the build-up, even if you haven't seen it before, since you just got it, it's all there.
And your word of the week?
Tuna.
Awesome. John McClane and tuna. Words to live by from Anthony. You dirty, dirty bastard. So, having said that, we'll go ahead and wrap up this part, and we'll come back as soon as the movie's over. And here we are at the end of Snitch. Obviously, the entire movie was written on Wiki.
Yeah, it was product placement number one, Wikipedia. But seriously, I liked it.
You liked it, really?
I felt a little emotion during the film. Like, I was getting a little suspenseful and frustrated during some of the parts and, like, was into it. Compared to his other movies.
Oh, you're drunk right now.
Yeah, I must have been drinking. No.
No,
seriously, like, in terms of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock movie, like, this was actually one of his better ones, in my opinion. Like, they didn't let him be, like, the tough guy. He got manhandled around, which is probably fun as all hell for these guys acting in this movie. Let's pick on The Rock. And then they didn't give him, like, he wasn't suddenly good at fighting drug dealers. He wasn't suddenly stronger than everybody else and kicking ass. He was actually, like, a noob in this world and got by. Like,
see, I found that unbelievable.
Yeah?
I found that part. The Rock is a monster.
Right.
Okay, you see how big and he has, obviously, yeah, in order to be that big, you're working out hard. You are self-disciplined. You're going at it. You have aggression. Right,
and you're working construction. You're gonna need to be strong.
No, he is shapely strong. He is not jackhammer all day strong. That was the one thing I didn't like about the original Total Recall. That guy was jackhammering, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was jackhammering. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. There's a body build shape, and that's what The Rock is. If he'd have been any other guy, I would have believed Colin Farrell in the role more than I believe The Rock, not being a little bitch. You know, so that's what made it a little unbelievable to me. And then the Wikipedia stuff, and then he...
Wikipedia, to me, though, was funny because that also shows that he had no knowledge or where to even start. So it shows him as, like, this complete naive guy going into it.
Normal person.
And but I think that's what they tried to play down, right?
It felt like he was acting too much. I don't want to say overacting, but he was just... He wanted to show off that he could act and not be an action star.
That definitely did seem like this kind of movie. He was trying to show that he wasn't just some action hero pro wrestler. He was actually someone who could act.
I can respect that, but at the same time, I found it just wasn't believable for me.
See, I liked it. I thought he actually did a pretty good job of trying to play the part of a dad. The thing that I didn't buy into was he didn't seem like he was aged enough to be playing somebody who runs a successful business. Like, he seemed like a little young to be running it, but at the same time, these days, you know, there's 30-year-olds that are billionaires out there, so I guess it could work. But to me, he actually did try and play it, and he, you know, it wasn't... Die Hard 5 is a lot about the father-son connection, and they really overplayed it. They didn't do that here.
Right, like, he had no connection.
Liked him, and he was...
He had no connection, but he was still manning up as a dad. Yeah,
it wasn't the flip of a coin that they were suddenly buddy-buddy again. Like, he, you know, they kind of showed the play through the visits of the... visiting the son in the police station, and he was just, or the jail, and saying, you know, I love you, Dad, at the end, kind of thing. Like, kind of built to it. It wasn't just all of a sudden, I'm in, Dad, yeah, whatever you say. And they kept that whole, you're going to do this, you're going to betray your friends kind of thing to his son. He was yelling at him during that beginning part of the movie and, like, not treating him like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, I want us to reconnect and be father and son. He was, like, actually being an asshole to him because they didn't have a relationship, which is things that also added to the effect of it. I do think that the idea of a truck chase to the border and the shooting there, that was obviously Hollywoodized, but...
I think that, you know, oh, so I'm going to go deliver this stuff. Tomorrow I'm going to be in the cartel.
Yeah, that did go kind of quick. But they, I think they answered a lot of questions like that, too. They said they pick on guys like you, specifically prey on you. And so it was specifically flat. So they kind of, that he did jump way to the top of some part.
That's what I'm saying. I felt no time lapse. It literally felt like I just got home. Oh, I'm in the cartel now.
She was talking about his prison sentence and saying that, well, you know, he'll have to do a year.
Right, and it's already been 6 months.
Killed, you know, 6 months. So he's already been in for 6 months.
Right, show me something that defines age and time flowing. Yeah.
Kind of off. But yeah, and then, Shane from Walking Dead, I can't think of his name right now, but he was actually not too bad in his part.
He played the same character, though.
But this time a little bit more thug gangster instead of the sheriff deputy. But he actually, you know, he showed like he was a dad. He was trying to be a family person. That one scene when he was arguing with his wife, I was getting pissed off. I was like, just tell her to shut the fuck up and tell her what's going on. And like, it was pretty good how they did that. And the way he finds out about the Rock's son and the relationship there and what was actually going on was played pretty well. The way the cop played, and he was like, dude, you made the deal with the dragon lady. He was like, and it wasn't too bad in terms of, like, just feeding the audience. This is just easy. We're just going to make this easy for you to understand. Like, they actually did some good plot twists.
I don't know. Every time I look at Barry Pepper, I just see him in Battlefield Earth. And, you know, I like how he had the chaw in his mouth the whole time. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. It was the way they made those undercover cops look was really...
It looked like the TV show Wanted.
Yeah, Wanted was what it reminded me of, so that was interesting.
Anthony?
Huh? What?
Tuna?
What'd you think of the movie?
Not bad. For a Dwayne Johnson movie, not bad. The story was good, the acting, so-so. So, yeah, it was worth the time.
I enjoyed it, so...
For me, for some reason, it felt like for a movie that where everything takes place so quickly, it was long.
It did feel long.
It dragged on.
It really felt long, and that's where the time expectation was. You know, all that time, and it didn't. It lasted long, but they didn't give us everything in the time.
It felt so long because there was so little actual action going on.
Yeah.
When you've got so much exposition, it drags. Yeah. That's just what happens.
And
so
I think that'll be the big question.
If you don't properly break that up, it's going to make everything seem slower. So you end up with, what, 2, maybe 3 actual action sequences out of, what, a 90-minute movie?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you've got, what, 15 minutes of actual action?
Yeah.
75 minutes of exposition.
It was not the action movie that I think people know The Rock for. Either it was, you know, he actually, this was more a drama side than it was a action movie. There was very little action.
It was Walking Tall.
Yeah,
it felt like
it was
the entire
Walking
time.
Tall, but it was better than Walking Tall to me. It didn't.
Yeah,
feel
well, there was no Johnny
story.
Knoxville.
But
and I forgot he has 4 movies coming out this year: Snitch, G.I. Joe, Fast and Furious 6, Ball, and
Oh, that's right,
Pain
and Gain with Mark Wahlberg, and they're all within the next 3 months, too, or 2 months. They're all right here in the spring.
And he's champ right now.
Yeah, he is champ going into WrestleMania, so...
he's on it.
We'll have to peg Richard for that.
He's a chest!
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking now?
Yes.
It looks like you hit rock bottom. Yeah. Anyway, so that's our wrap-up. I'm a little ambivalent, but Marty seems to like it, and Vanessa does too. So
Anthony gave it a.
Anthony doesn't count. He gave it a tuna.
He gave it a tuna.
All right, guys. So tune in next week for the double feature.